Muslim groups are saying that they are now the targets of increasing intimidation and threats. They're saying that it's even changing the way some people go out, the way they dress, even the way they pray.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My dear Muslims, Alhamdulillah, many Muslim organizations and masajis and individuals, we are doing outreach, dawah and relief activities. But the environment that we are living in, unfortunately, there is a lot of hate, bias and suspicion and fear of Islam and Muslims, resulting in, unfortunately, some crimes, some hate crimes and shooting and harassment of our, especially of our Muslim sisters. So here are the top 10 tips for you and me and our families. So first and foremost, obviously we have to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection and help. You know, there is no help better than the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Avoid being alone and avoid traveling alone. Travel in the twos and threes if possible, with your family members if possible. If it's not possible, if you're alone, walk or travel in a well-lighted area, not in the remote areas. Be aware of your surroundings. By being aware of the surroundings, you could work out an escape route if you have to. Carry a pepper spray or a taser and know how to use it. You know, tasers are legal in 45 states in the USA. Carry it for your own protection. I mean, obviously, we know the best protection is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to be wise and we have to protect ourselves. Be alert in the parking lots. You know, suppose if you're going to a grocery store, if it's night time, just make sure that you walk fast, you walk straight. When you're walking outside to the car with the groceries, try to get a service and escort to the car. And many stores, alhamdulillah, they do provide certain services, right? All you have to do is request them. Preset the telephone number to 911. So just with one click, it goes straight to 911. Self-defense training for the sisters. It's very important. Martial arts. Some of the sisters should become experts in there, and then they should teach in the masajis, in the public forums, in people's houses. Last week, a sister contacted me saying that, you know, Brother Sabil, I was sitting in a lobby and with my mother and one more sister wearing the hijab, she was saying. And here came some man or one man, he was passing by and he said, you know, this place is full of terrorists. And this sister, she became, angry, but she became very unsafe in that environment. She didn't know what to do. So I mentioned to her that, yes, do not reply back to him. Just let him pass by. Do not be confrontational. You have to look for your safety. Install apps. It's very important. I mean, alhamdulillah, nowadays we have so many apps for the personal safety. Once you download the app, you could have the app, for example, in the phone, if you're out, if you feel that you're not safe in the environment, there are certain apps you could just press with your thumb. And if you keep on pressing, if you let go, it dials the police. It informs the law enforcement that you're in trouble. So there are certain apps, as you could see on the screen up here. These are some of the ones that I have researched and I would recommend you. Some of them are free and some of them are paid. So these apps, what they do is they report to the police and you could file the report. Sometimes they let you record both audio and video. Number 10 is very important. Report every incident to the law enforcement. Report every incident to CARE, to IKNA and other, maybe your masajid, right? Your masjid. Once we have the data, you know, data drives policies. And policies now require investment of the resources by the state and the federal government. End of the day, if you desire the safety of your sisters, long-term benefit to your families and to the community, report every single incident. We know that there are challenges. You know, it's no point in saying that, you know, let's take out the hijab, let's cut the beard. A Muslim is courageous, Muslim is wise, and Muslim channels that energy positively by engaging with the society and by enhancing the society. when people see us as being relevant to the society, the negative perceptions are going to melt away. Their hearts are going to soften. Once we do something in the cause of Allah, the help of the door is open for more blessings and barakah and mercy of Allah, and especially the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.